Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through Ecclesiastes. So I have heard this so many times. Ready? This statement: I knew on the day of our wedding I should not have married him. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that statement. Normally comes from young couples dealing with the first year of marriage. For many, it's very challenging. The months of real relationship have taught them that marriage is more than pictures on Instagram showing off your ring to friends and planning a honeymoon. The dream of happily ever after is an abrupt wake-up call when a relationship enters real life. But pre-marriage bliss is not the only place where we make and question our vows. Here's what Solomon says about making vows to God. Ecclesiastes 5, 6 through 7. Let not your mouth lead you into sin, and do not say before the messenger that it was a mistake. Why should God be angry at your voice and destroy the work of your hands? For when dreams increase and words grow many, there is vanity. But God is the one you must fear. Just like young lovers who enjoy the thought of marriage more than marriage itself, so many Christians make promises to God based on feelings. In high times, they make vows they don't keep in real time. One commentator sums up this passage well. Here's what he says. People make empty vows because they live in a religious dream world. Their worship is not serious, so their words are not dependable. They enjoy the good feeling, quote-unquote, that comes when they make their promises to God, but they do themselves more harm than good. They like to dream about fulfilling their vows, but never get around to actually doing it. They practice a make-believe religion that neither glorifies God nor builds Christian character. You see, promises mean something. Words are not throwaway verbal utterances. Words are the expression of the heart. And that's why today's passage reminds us that promises should be made in light of fearing God, honoring and loving Him. Don't let your emotions lead you into sin. Don't say things you don't mean. Don't try to retract your words with, "Oh, my promise was a mistake." That's what Solomon is telling us in this passage. Honor God with your promises. All right, as we wrap up, here's what I want you to do. Ask God to guard your words and not let them lead you into sin. Take a few seconds to ask God to help you honor Him by keeping your promises. Ask God to protect you from emotional desires and unrealistic dreams. I'm going to let you keep praying. I'll wrap up our time here. Father, please empower me by your Spirit to guard my heart and my words. Help me to honor you by keeping my promises to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.